Stranded by Neil Rose. For 2 hours, I'd been standing at the north end of the Forth Road Bridge, that New Year's Eve afternoon 3 years ago. And while the sky got darker and I got colder, no cars stopped. No thought of giving up, catching a train, going back down south, I waited. Away in the distance, I saw a white sports car, a TR something, a lady's car. It was going fast. There was a woman driving. I almost didn't bother to put my thumb out. They never stop. I did. It stopped, about 50 yards past me. It looked so impatient lying there, its indicator out, engine revving, brake lights on. I didn't hurry. Any second I thought it must get tired of waiting for me to catch up, think better and slip out and away. It didn't.
Come on.
Where are you going?
I don't know. Inverness.
Oh, that's fine.
Why don't you chuck that rucksack in the back?
No, it's all right.
Been waiting long?
Oh, about 2 hours.
You look frozen. Where are you going?
Loch Inver.
Never heard of it.
It's past Inverness.
Hoping to get there tonight?
No. She drove very fast.
Damn.
What?
Snow.
Oh, yes.
I thought I'd get there before it started. I knew I should have left sooner. Just hope it didn't start falling heavily.
It did. At first, she put the headlights on, and as we rose into the hill, the snow had settled on the road.
These wipers are useless. I hate driving in this weather. It's going to take a week. 10 to 5. Will I get there by 8? There, what did I say?
Inverness 110.
This way it'll take about 5 hours. Oh, I hate this way of driving, jammed between two cars. Talk to me, keep me awake, will you? What do you do?
I'm a biochemist.
Really?
I work for a company in Hemel Hempstead.
God.
What?
Hemel Hempstead.
It's fine.
Oh, yeah?
I live by the canal.
What's it like?
By the canal.
And by what's it?
Fine. Oh, well, if you get some silly people in positions above you, they don't understand anything. But I find the work intensely interesting.
Can you drive?
Well, I don't have a license.
Oh.
Why?
I've got a rest. Feel like goggles. We'll just let this convoy pass.
What do you do?
My living. I sing.
Oh, yes. Are you famous?
I used to be.
I thought I might have seen you somewhere before. What's your name?
My latest record is just behind you.
This?
Mm.
Oh, yes. That's a good photo. You used to sing with a group, didn't you?
I did.
Folk music, wasn't it?
Sometimes I used to do traditional songs, I don't anymore.
What's the name of the group you were with?
Let's get on. Lost that line of cars, thank God. I can hardly see the side of a road. I don't know if I'm about to go over the edge.
It was so dark, all I could see were the shooting white lines of snow in the headlights. We could have been anywhere.
What did that say?
At Lochry.
Hope it's large enough to have a garage.
Petrol?
Yeah, I meant to fill up at Perth, but with all this snow, I... Hey, there's one over there. Damn, closed. We'll be travelling in Scotland on New Year's Eve. Oh, there's another. What's it say? Open, thank God. We might get there now. Can you fiddle with that radio? Get something decent.
Yep.
I'll get her filled up.
Deep medium.
Help me.
Strange.
Oh, well.
Man says, is Meg going all out tonight?
Cigarette?
No, thanks.
Found anything?
No, I think we're away from any radio station.
Let's be going.
How long have you been a singer?
You mean professional? About 13 years. Since I was 18. A long time.
Have you made many records?
Yeah, lots. I sold a few. Not as many as I should have done, but then my record company has exactly pushed them. They delayed my last album by 7 months. Shortage of vinyl, they said. Some of the spotty bums or nose pickers have any trouble in getting theirs released within an afternoon of making them. Ah, the music business is full of crap.
Why don't you change your record company?
Oh, I'm doing better than that. I'm leaving Britain.
Where to?
The States.
I would have thought Americans would be less musically appreciative than over here.
You're joking. Over here, what's new must be good. If you've been around past 6 weeks, forget it. They're a load of Philistines. I wasn't sorry I gave it all up.
I thought you said you were going to carry on in America.
Oh, yeah, well, didn't give it up for long. I decided to have a child.
Married?
Yes, I'm married.
You had a child?
That's right.
How old are you?
She. 10 months.
Where is she?
In Inverness, with my husband.
I think the snow's easing off.
Well, it can't get any worse. God, it stopped. How still it is. Not a sign of life. At least we've got car tracks to follow. I wouldn't have a clue where the road was otherwise. I think there ought to be some sort of town soon, shouldn't there? How far is it to Inverness, do you think?
Well,
it must be at least 70. Oh, next phone box, I better stop and ring. Tell them I'm not stuck in a snowdrift.
There's a house. No lights on.
Oh, great.
Could be coming into a town.
I can't see any lights up ahead. Oh, God! What a corner. They might warn you. Jesus. Oh, move. Oh, God, we must be in the ditch.
I'll have a look.
Girl, you're getting deeper like that. Hang on, I'll give it a shove.
No, it's no good. It's turning the snow to ice under the wheel.
Let's have a look. We are in a ditch. Don't we, deep? Come on, let's both push.
All right.
Ready?
Yep.
All right. And push!
Come right.
Stop! I'm not used to this heavy work. Come on, let's try to start it again. What do we do now?
Well, we could put something under the wheel.
Like what?
Straw, anything.
And where'd you get straw from? Here.
That house back there might have something.
There were no lights on.
Around the back somewhere.
Well, all right. You want to have a look?
Okay.
I'll wait in the car. You took your time.
It's so dark.
Thought maybe you weren't coming back.
Look, I've got some pieces of wood.
Well, let's try it then.
Okay.
Any more bright ideas?
There might be a telephone in the house.
Oh, why didn't you say? Come on. I just hope we can get through to someone. I expect all the breakdown vans will already be out. By the amount of traffic here, you wouldn't think this was the main road north.
It isn't.
Of course it is. It goes all the way to Inverness. The A9.
I don't think we're on the A9.
Oh, what do you mean? We've been following it all the way.
We turned off it.
What?
We turned off the A9. I'm not sure when, but I think it must have been after that bridge. We went straight on instead of going left, about 15 miles back. I mean, that was the last time we saw any cars.
15 miles back?
I think that was it. I mean, look, this road's completely deserted. The A9's a busy road. The snow's not so bad that nothing would get through from either direction.
Well, why the hell didn't you tell me we turned off it instead of waiting 15 miles till we get stuck in a ditch?
Well, I wasn't completely sure then. Then I thought this road is bound to come out onto some main road.
Well, it better.
I mean, it may even go round the mountains and join up with the A9
again.
Yeah,
well, let's just get to this telephone.
Well, I think we'll have to go round the back of the house. Try the French windows. This way.
Hey, Carver, you've made some mess of those French windows.
Well, never mind, at least we're in. And look, he's got an electric fire and a television.
Television? Where's the phone?
I'll look upstairs.
Let's get this fire on. Cool. It's better.
No!
Oh, God.
No, it doesn't look as if I've got one.
Well, that's great. So what do we do now?
Stay here.
Till when?
Until a car comes along.
And if one doesn't?
Sooner or later, someone's bound to come along. You're following someone's tracks. We can't be that isolated.
I hope you're right.
I'll make a sign outside in the snow.
S.O.S.
So quiet outside. Snow all around. Just the impression of mountains. Then suddenly the lights. Huge red curtains.
It's incredible.
Aurora Borealis.
Oh, yeah.
It's caused by electromagnetic activity.
You can tell you're a scientist, Professor, are you?
No.
What a sight.
It's going.
Not much sign of traffic. Where's your sign? Oh, please stop. Marvellous. God, it's cold out here.
Let's get back into the warm.
I wonder if they've got anything to eat in that place.
No, I don't think so. But I've got some things in this rucksack.
I'm starved. What have you got?
Well, there's some celery and raisins and some nuts.
Oh, no. Is that all you eat?
They're very useful for energy.
Energy? I don't need energy. I need food.
Oh, well. Oh, thanks. Hey, you know what this reminds me of? Did you ever see that movie? Who was in it? William Powell, I think. William Powell, yeah. And Myrna Loy. Or Gene Harlow. Someone like that. You know. Hollywood movie. Well, they get stuck in a hut in a snowstorm. You know, that sort of thing. Looks like someone outside shucking a bucket of snowflakes. Doesn't look cold at all. She makes them sleep in the coal shed. Very proper. Hey. Did you see someone outside chucking a bucket of snowflakes?
Are you going to make me sleep in the coal shed?
Oh. Great movie.
You like Hollywood movies?
Yeah, they're okay. Why? They're new.
They're rather facile.
Facile? Of course they're facile. That's the whole point. Everything's simple. Rules are clear. Everyone knows what's going to happen. Point is, how it's going to happen. They're tremendous, those old films.
Would you like life to be like that?
Yeah, sure, sometimes. Games in those films don't hurt anyone. They're bloody funny. And you get a good feeling after them.
You're very much an emotional person.
Huh?
There are either emotional or thinking people. And you're an emotional one. Your emotions rule you.
Yeah, very likely.
Sometimes I wish I was more like that. I'm much more of a thinking person.
Let's see what's on television.
Oh, blimey.
It must be that electromagnetic activity.
Must be. Well, since you're such a knowledgeable person, see if you can get a picture. Maybe we can get the news. Where's the loo in this place?
It's upstairs. There on the screen, out of all the fuzziness, two eyes were staring at me. For a second I was terrified. My heart raced. And then I saw Those eyes weren't looking at me threateningly, but pleadingly, as if in terrible distress. Someone on the airwaves, a message sent out. The eyes faded slowly back into the crackles, and I lost the voice.
Not a bad place, Liz. You got anything yet?
Did you hear anything?
What? Car?
No, on the television, while you were upstairs.
Did you get something?
Yes, I just wondered if you heard it.
No, what'd you get?
A voice.
Oh, well, that's a start, I suppose.
And two eyes staring out.
Oh, yeah.
I don't think it was a television station.
Well, what was it? Is there a mouse in there?
I got the same voice on your radio.
Well done. I'd still rather just have the news.
The voice sounded as if it was in trouble.
It's not the only one.
Listen, it kept saying, help me.
Well, it's not a bad thing to say on a night like this.
It was on the television, on the radio, before.
But you're the expert. Don't ask me what it was.
It's very strange. A voice like that on two separate receivers. And the eyes. And broadcasting on two wavebands. No, I don't understand it. Someone who needs help.
I need help. I need a drink. They've got any coffee in this place? Tea, even?
Well, I do have something in my rucksack. I've been saving it.
What?
Ta-da!
Ooh! Ooh, bottle!
I'll try and find some glasses.
It's appropriate that we have some whiskey on New Year's Eve. Scotch in Scotland. Oh, tremendous. That makes it a bit more cheerful. Oh, what the hell? I never did like New Year's Eve. End of a year. Morbid time celebrating. Trying to celebrate. Feeling depressed. For having to get drunk. Cheers.
Cheers.
Oh, well. This year will be better. Fresh start's always a good idea. I do like England, though. Britain. Don't suppose we'll stay long in America. A few years. You know, try and make something new.
Yeah.
I like their way of life, Americans. Generally. More vitality to them. Mm. Excitement. They're straighter, usually. There's nothing I hate more than the English long-haired executive with a phony Cockney accent and the jargon ripping you off. No, that's so pretentious. Not for a fast buck. In their 20s and they're already middle-aged. Wish I was still in my 20s. That's a tough one, your 30th birthday.
Yeah,
yeah. Really makes you feel old. How old are you?
I'm 26.
You wait. You think you'll never be 30. You think everyone who is past it, over the hill. The Stones are all nearly 40. Our teenage years.
Yeah.
They said in the 60s, never trust anyone over 30. Everyone has said that's probably over 30 now.
True.
Always turns. Expect Josie will hate me when she's 15. Hated my mother. How about some more whiskey?
Okay.
$11.30. No car.
No, I don't understand it.
Oh, hell. You might as well get some sleep.
You can borrow my sleeping bag if you want.
Your sleeping bag?
It's an Icelandic one.
No, my coat will do. There's a blanket in the car.
I'll go and get them. So clear and cold. The clouds had gone. No moon. Just very clear stars. An occasional shooting star. Expecting each meteor to make a sound like a rocket, but just a miraculous silence. Till. From the north, where the lights were. Not my imagination. I know the difference between reality and my imagination. The third time I'd heard the voice.
I heard the voice again.
What voice?
The one I heard on the radio and the television.
Oh, yes.
I wish I knew what it was. Someone out there. Something.
What did it say?
Help me.
Oh, yes.
From the north.
A voice from the north. Martin in Inverness, struggling with Josie's nappies.
No, it's serious.
Is it?
The third time. And the lights.
The northern lights?
Yes, they're part of it.
And what happened to your electromagnetic activity?
Yes, that's a good point.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah, it ties in. Interference on the television, on the radio, transmitting a voice then audible to my ears, all different wavelengths.
Oh, you scientists, I can't cope with it. I'd like to hear this voice.
You saw the lights.
I saw them. Hey, give us that blanket. Thanks. I'll have to set you if you don't mind. Since you've got your Swedish sleeping bag, I'm sure you won't mind going into the cold upstairs.
No, not at all. I'll see you tomorrow.
Sure. Hey, wait a minute. 11:55. Where's your glass? I've got to do this in style. We may be stuck here in a freezing house miles from anywhere, but it's New Year's Eve. Let's not forget that.
Thanks.
Goodbye, old year, old friend. Not a bad year, as they go. Cheers.
Cheers.
Was meant to be my comeback here.
Was it?
Mm. Went on tour. First time in 2 years. Oh, it was a good tour. Really good band. Got better and better. That was rusty at first, but that last concert, bloody good. Just didn't get noticed like it should. So I said, I can still do it. Let's try somewhere else. If I don't like it, let's split. 15 seconds I'll make it. Silly ritual. New Year, what's it matter? Still sends shivers up me there. Think another one's gone. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Cheers!
Happy New Year and all that rubbish.
And to you. I hope it's very successful for you.
Me too. And to you, of course. All right, just a little kiss. But don't get any ideas. Not sure that was quite the peck it was meant to be, but still, New Year's Eve and all that. Good night, then. Off you go.
Yeah. Sleep well. Morning. You sleep all right?
I didn't sleep at all. This settee, it's like it's made of linen sandbags. My feet are frozen. I've been trying to work some life back into them.
I don't suppose you heard any cars.
Well, nothing. Lovely morning, sun shining. What's for breakfast? Bacon and eggs, sunny side up, toast and marmalade, fruit juice?
Raisins.
Even better. How do you like them, poached or fried? Oh, my God, what a place to be. Let's get out of here. What do we do now? Walk?
I can't think of anything else.
So we are in trouble. We've got to abandon my car. Maybe there's some helicopters out. You know, see them on the news. People standing on top of their cars waiting for food parcels to be dropped.
Well, it's a bad colour, white.
The car? We'll have it resprayed.
It just won't show up against the snow.
Come on, let's walk. I could do with the exercise. Such a lovely day. I'll send the AA to collect the car. Oh, who cares about it? Abandon it. Let's get rid of all possessions. If I'm going to need sunglasses, it's dazzling. Out there in the dashboard. Oh, thank God. And a spare pair. A bit scratched. Here. Save your eyes.
Thanks.
You look like an American cop. Now, which way do you suggest we go?
I think we should carry on the way we're going.
Why not back the way we came?
I think this road's bound to come to a main road soon. Or at least a village. Or at the very least, an occupied house. And there's nothing back there for 15 miles because we didn't even see any lights. And 15 miles is a long way to walk.
All right, I'll know better than to argue with you next time. What a sense of freedom. I've left my car behind. Good. I don't like cars. Too much responsibility. From now on, I go by train. Heard any more voices?
No.
No whispers in the night? ghosts passing on messages?
I'm not the sort of person to dream it up.
I bet you're not. I believe you. I did last night. Seems less likely out here in the daylight. The snow. You know, this whole landscape is like that view you get out of an aeroplane when you're just above the clouds. Pure white. It looks so solid, like you could walk on it. Maybe we'll find it is and go plunging through. You know, like the cartoons. You only fall when you realise you're not standing on anything. That always seems to me to be a profound philosophical point they were making there. Mickey Mouse walking over a cliff edge, carrying on for a yard or so before looking down on nothing, scrabbling back in panic. You only start to fall when you realise you've lost the ground. What'd you say? Profound, eh?
You don't know my name.
That's true, I don't. I could call you Doctor, since you're not a professor.
My name's Christopher.
Ah, Christopher. Or Chris.
Christopher.
Oh, yeah, you're not a Chris. Well, Christopher, is it profound or not?
What?
Mickey Mouse, over the edge. You've not been listening.
No, I have. I don't really understand what you mean.
Forget it. I don't see any telephone wires. If we're going to get to a telephone, shouldn't we see telephone wires?
No, almost all wires are underground these days.
Well, I don't see a nice red box anywhere in the distance either.
We'll find something.
Wish I had your confidence. Still, you seem to know what you're doing. I need a rest. Let's sit on that fence. How far have we walked?
Oh, about 5 miles.
Is that all? Seems like 20. And still no house. Or pub. Hey, that'd be good. Welcoming sign. Log fire burning. Something about country pubs. Can you manage with that rucksack? My things aren't too heavy.
No, I hardly noticed it.
Oh, that's good. I wouldn't carry it. Break the back. Bad enough just walking.
Look.
And having to cut.
The sun.
That's weird. Is that a cloud?
There aren't any clouds in the sky, and it wouldn't change the sun like that.
Looks more like the moon.
Yeah, well, don't look at it too long.
Why not?
Well, it can damage your eyes, ultraviolet radiation.
Are you trying to impress me?
I think it may be another of these phenomena. The lights yesterday...
I've just gone a bit pale. You get worried every time the weather changes. Catastrophe freak, are you? Going to be a new ice age. The world's going to blow up. God is an astronaut biochemist.
The sun's gone white. It doesn't normally happen. There must be some reason for it. The sky was perfectly blue. Now it's so pale that...
Her skin was white as leprosy. A nightmare life in death we see. A sick man's blood with... What in God's name is that? Well?
I don't know.
I thought you had an answer to everything. Well, whatever it was, it put the spooks up me. Well, the sun's come back.
Yes.
Oh, I don't know. Surely it's just the weather, like I said. You know, the snow and then the sun and all that magnetic activity you were talking about.
Yes, I expect it's the weather.
You don't sound very convinced.
I don't know. No, I'm not. It's like something trying to call our attention. Something out of the abyss calling for help. The voice on the airways broadcasting out help. From the emptiness there at the centre of the universe. The emptiness that was left after the Big Bang. Whatever put the bits together that exploded to make the universe, nothing left there now. Just emptiness. All alone, crying out for help.
God wants some company.
I saw it as being a bit deeper than that.
Yeah, of course. Fine idea, yes. Cosmic loneliness.
It's just a theory.
Of course. I just can't quite see it, you know. The voice from the abyss.
Let's assume it was the weather.
Yeah, I wasn't laughing at you. I didn't mean to spoil your idea.
You didn't?
Sure.
Oh, we'd better get on.
Okay. Oh, God, I'm shattered. Come on, let's rest.
Yeah, I'll get this thing off.
3 o'clock. The sun's going down already, for God's sake.
We're only a week after the shortest day.
Oh, what a day to pick. How far do you reckon we've walked?
Oh, about 10, 12 miles.
We haven't seen a single sign of human life. It'll soon be dark. Hope you know what you're doing.
Well, if the worst comes to the worst, we can build a snow shelter. They're extremely warm.
You live in one.
I've read about them. Snow is a very good insulator.
And what about food? Just supposing we did survive in one of your igloos. What we got left?
Some raisins, a few nuts.
And a whiskey. I think I have some now. Where's the bottle?
You shouldn't really drink alcohol.
Who says?
It lowers your body temperature and makes you more liable to exposure.
Jesus, I give the Encyclopedia Britannica relief. Just pass the bottle.
Yes, well, just don't drink too much.
I won't! God. Nothing like it to warm you up. Lowers your body temperature.
Really? It makes you more
susceptible to... I don't want to hear about it. Don't always want to have everything explained to me. Sometimes I just prefer to do things instead of thinking about the future all the time.
Wait.
I don't want to hear
no,
about it.
Listen.
What? Not more voices, I hope.
No, listen. Traffic. The road. I'm sure I can hear cars.
Hey! There's something. It's a light. Come on. Up this hill. We'll get a view from there. Come on! Hey, look at that! Hundreds of them! The bloody mountains! Thousands of lights! Oh, thank God, people are lost! Civilization as the sun goes down!
I wish I knew which road it was.
Oh, who cares? It's a road. Got cars on it. Lifts, lots of them. Peculiar. Oh, what a sight. The light's curving away as far. You can see all the way to Inverness. The most beautiful thing I've ever seen. A motorway. We're safe.
Can you manage? Mind the barbed wire.
I'm all right. Just get out there and stop the car. The fast one.
We're all going fast.
Well, there would be on the carriageway, wouldn't there?
No, sure, there are no motorways this far.
Oh, well, your carriageway. What's the difference? Come on. What? They are going fast. What do we do?
Stick out our thumbs.
Come on, you bastards! Stop!
Tonight's a never good time to hitch.
Come on! We're stuck here, starving, haven't eaten for days. You're meant to be civilization. Stop.
They're not even taking any notice of us.
Well, come on, bum. Stop. That was good lift. Oh, look, there's a nice Ford Transit. We used to go around in one of those. Plenty of room in that.
Let's get over there.
Stop.
It's gone. The road? Lights? Where is it? It's gone. Everything. The road? The cars?
What's that crash? What's happened?
Yes, I know, but it's all gone.
8 years ago. On the M6.
What?
Land. Now Tranny. We went across the central reservation.
Your band?
I was hardly bruised. Alan was killed. Played bass.
It happened?
Just as we saw it.
On the M6?
They pressed him. We were coming here from Lancaster, and I talked to him 10 seconds before. Asked him if he got a fag. Yeah, he said. Turned away, skid. Car hit us full on the left wing. He was dead before the ambulance got to us.
It once happened, just like we saw it.
Just like we saw it?
We just saw something that happened how many years ago? We just saw it now.
So what are we going to do now? Build a snow hole?
Wait till another motorway appears and see if we can get a lift this time.
It actually happened.
Yes, it actually did. Now what are we going to do?
The moon's rising.
How pretty.
Well, it's almost full. It'll be bright enough to walk by if you're not too tired.
No, no, I could walk all night.
Yeah, well, we'd better get back on the road.
Have you any idea where we are?
I know we're heading north. You can tell by the pole star.
Oh, well, Inverness is north of us, so there's only another 80-odd miles to go. Shouldn't take us more than a week.
I'm sure we'll find something soon. And it's not too cold, which will be worrying.
Worrying? Who's worried?
It might be freezing, especially on a clear night like this.
Not worrying. Just because it's night and we're walking on a deserted road in the middle of winter with no food, no shelter, and going up into the mountains? Worrying? No.
Well, I don't think we're going up into the mountains.
Oh, I see. Just because this road is rising steeply and the mountains are ahead doesn't mean we're going up into them.
It seems to me that this road reaches a peak and then should go down.
Well, unless it's Jacob's Ladder, I'm sure it'll reach a peak and then go down. I just didn't want to climb 10,000 feet far.
No, judging by the slope of the hills towards it, it shouldn't go much farther up.
How can you tell in this light? Got X-ray eyes?
Well, what do you suggest? We turn back? I've been trying to give the best advice I can all day, and you've continually mocked me or being facetious. But I haven't heard you've had any better ideas.
Oh, you haven't, eh? Well, maybe you haven't listened.
Me? Not listened? You're the one that never listens, except to say something stupid back.
Listen, smart ass. You think you're so clever with all your neat ideas, but it seems to me that all that's happened is that you've got us into a bigger and bigger mess.
Well, at least I had some ideas. I thought about it. If it had been left to you, you'd be lying frozen on the ground with an empty bottle of whiskey beside you.
A better way to go than the way you're leading us.
If you had any sense, you'd see it was the best way to
if
go.
If I had any sense, I wouldn't have given you a lift in the first place.
Oh, yes, and where would you have been if you hadn't?
Inverness, probably.
Oh, God, you don't understand. You can't see straight.
Oh, I can see straight. Straight through you. God, to be stuck here in this wilderness with someone like you. The last people left in this world, and I get you. Well, listen, I've had enough of your explanations and patronizing attitude. I'll just take my things, and you can go whichever way you want. I'll just go in the opposite direction, thank you, and we'll never have to see each other again.
Oh, don't be silly. You wouldn't last 5 minutes.
Without you?
Yes.
You really think I need you? You really think I can't manage without you? What vanity. Just like so many men, you see a woman, someone with some ability to do something, some talent maybe, and you try and bring them down, patronize them. You can't stand it. A woman not acting like she should, something more than something to screw. Well, I'll tell you something. Without men interfering in my life, I'd have got a lot further. All those men kidding themselves they were doing me good, and all they wanted was to satisfy themselves, but they were too second-rate to let anyone that really had something get it anywhere, because that'd cheer them up to be what they were. Just no talent for anything except screwing up other people's lives. Well, I don't need them, and I don't need you. Goodbye.
She walked on the way we were going. I suppose she was just tired and fed up. Wanted to be on her own for a while. I waited a couple of minutes and followed about 100 yards behind her. I'd been walking for about a quarter of an hour when I looked up and saw that she had stopped walking at the point where I judged the road was at its highest. I couldn't see at first whether she was looking down at me, silhouetted as she was against the light of the moon. But as I got nearer, I saw she was looking out the way we were going, was standing, staring out.
The sea. It's so magical. Mysterious. Luring you out into it. Calling you. So powerful. Why'd you stumbling on it like that? Did you expect it?
No.
So you are fallible. Worth the walk. The sea at night. Moon caught on the surf. Fantastic.
There's a hut up there. A fisherman's hut, I should think. It'll be shelter enough.
So we're saved, too. Listen. Bell to warn sailors of the rocks.
There's a sea mist coming in.
Yes, but so quick. There's nothing a moment ago. Can you imagine ships caught in that mist? Drifting helplessly. No idea of land. When they hear that sound, they know they're in peril. Trying to see through the fog which direction to go, where the rocks are.
Let's get some rest. I bet you're tired.
Yeah, rabid.
What?
Look. Out there. Mist flame trips. There's a shape forming. Can you see it? It's like a body. A dead body laying out. Can you see? Oh, it almost looks like me lying there. Oh, Jesus. It is. Can you see it, for Christ's sake? Oh,
Jesus. Mrs. John.
Did you see it? My heart's racing.
I saw something.
It was me, for God's sake, laying out like a corpse.
No, I don't think so.
It was. I saw it. I wouldn't dream that. Do you think I'm so morbid?
It wasn't you. It looked a bit like a body, but not you.
No, I'm sure it was.
I'm sure you think it was, but look, the mist's so strange. Playing tricks, like you said. And being so tired, all day in the sun and the snow, and now the moon. It was just a trick of the eyes.
Oh, it was pretty damn real.
Only for you.
Well, it looked so real.
We're both tired.
It's certainly got the shivers.
We better get into that hut, otherwise we'll really get cold. Oh, a few trees up there. I'll get some wood. We should be warm enough then if I can get a fire going.
Yeah. I don't think anything will ever get me warm again.
Well, a boy wonder. We had to come a long way for you to really prove your worth, but that's a hell of a good fire. Don't dare to think what we're going to do tomorrow now that we're at the end of the road. Can't go much further unless we care to swim.
Don't
think about tomorrow. Too far ahead. We're safe now. Let's just keep it like that. We were safe last night and the night before. Just seek shelter as it comes. That's the best way. I spent too much of my life thinking about the future. I worry too much.
Oh, would you like some whiskey?
No, thanks. Not going to empty stomach. Save it for tomorrow. Hope we find a way out tomorrow. I don't know which way we'll go.
No.
Don't talk about it. It'll only depress me. My God, I feel tired. How far did we walk today?
Well, difficult to say. 20 miles, maybe.
Oh, I haven't walked 20 miles in a day, ever. Don't suppose I've walked 20 miles in 2 days. Must have had wings. Oh, I've got to sleep before I drop dead of exhaustion.
You want to borrow my sleeping bag?
No, I don't want it. Keep it. This coat's fine. Oh! So tired. Hey, look, kid. We're both going to die of exposure like this. You'd better come over here. We'll keep each other warm. No hanky-panky, mind. Just to keep warm. You know that shape down in the mist, that body? You weren't lying to me. You didn't think it was me.
No. I was telling the truth, really.
Good. I mean, it hates us both to have seen something. That really would have been a bad omen. What with those cars and the crash and your voices and the farm and everything.
Oh, you were just tired.
Yeah, not kidding. What way to spend New Year's Day? When I was a kid, I was always told whatever you did on New Year's Day, that's what you do the rest of the year. Oh, I hope not. Couldn't stand the blisters. It's funny, it coming back about Alan.
Who?
Alan, killed in the tranny on the M6.
Oh.
They call it an accident, but I don't know.
Well, it wasn't an accident. Someone did it on purpose.
Oh, no, no, no one did anything. It's just that... at that particular moment, if anyone was going to die, it would have been him.
Not suicide?
Oh, no, no. He wasn't even driving or anything. No, no, it was an accident. Yeah, but... not an accident, but it was him. Not really a surprise when you look back at it after the shock had gone. Like in some subtle way, it already started to fade away a little before it happened. Some sort of feeling you could take off him. Some dark secret way you were saying, I'm not going to live long. But you, I mean, you could never have heard him say it.
Mm-hmm.
I could never have said it, so you could have heard it. And it would have come so suddenly. Strike when you least expect it. Moment you thought you were safe, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Relaxed, calm. And then. No going back. Just an ending. Goodbye, no time for goodbyes. Electricity switched off. Click. All dark.
That's it, is it?
I think so. Shame, yeah. Waste. Deserted. Trapped in a wasteland. Too late for anyone to turn around now. Something will go on though somehow, without us.
Lunchless, dinnerless, glorious day. Come on, wake up. Only another 50 miles to walk today.
Oh,
who's for that dip? Last one in's a bad egg. Come on. Beautiful morning.
We were right by it.
That hut was almost on the beach. We touched the water.
No, we didn't.
Oh, God. It was everything but. We moved back from it in case it came over our feet. We smelt it. We heard it. We saw it. You don't have to swim in it just to make sure the ocean is not a pigment of your imagination.
Wait, quiet.
Oh, you can hear it. It's just moved back a bit, I know. The tide's out about 20 miles and those mountains are only temporary. It'll be back. We've just got to wait. Oh, I've had this. I don't know where I am. Am I mad? Are you mad? Do you exist? I don't know anything. Oh, no.
Look, over there.
Oh, I see it. Do I believe it? If the sea can disappear, what trust am I going to put in a mere train?
It's not far away, and where there's a railway line, there's a station.
Oh, why so trusting in your eyes? Aren't you shaken that a whole ocean has evaporated in a few hours? Doesn't that make you doubt your sense a little?
The sea shouldn't have been here, the railway should.
Oh, fine, fine. I'll remember that in future. I only believe in something when it's where it should be. Are you sure the road's going to take us to the railway? It doesn't seem to be getting any closer.
We're going parallel to it. I'm sure it'll turn right. Look, another road. We're meeting another road. There's a sign. Can you read it? King UC 1.5.
Well, I'll believe it when I'm sitting on a train and moving. Not before. No. Not till I'm in Inverness will I believe it. And if Inverness disappears, I'll shoot myself. British Rail.
King Gussie.
What new is this? Look, a chocolate machine. Oh, God! You've got the Thames. Quickly.
Here.
Thanks. Oh, this. Have some?
Thanks.
Morris.
There's a train to Inverness at 11:58. What's the time now?
Make it 11:45. Just made it. How long does it take?
Just over an hour.
Huh. Well, it took us a day to walk 20 miles. Oh, I'm looking forward to a nice, comfortable railway carriage. You too?
I don't think I'll get this train.
No? Why not? Is it money?
No, I've got money.
You're not going to carry on hitchhiking. After your last experience, I thought you'd never do it again.
No, I think maybe I'll go back down to England.
Give up?
Well, it's not giving up. I don't think there's any point in going on.
Oh, if you know what you're doing. You're okay for the fair dancer?
Yes, fine.
There she is! Oh, I can hardly believe it's a real train! She's real, isn't it?
Yes.
Oh, sanity at last. The world still exists. It hasn't ended. Back there, it was just a bad dream we shared there.
Was it?
Well, something I don't understand. You neither, for all your explanations.
Perhaps a warning.
Hmm?
To watch ourselves. Take care.
Yeah, maybe that's it.
You will take care.
Well, sure I will. I always do. And you too. Will we see each other? Name? Addresses? No. Maybe not.
Your husband?
Oh, yes. Well, I wouldn't leave him. Not even if you were Fred Astaire and I was Ginger Rogers and we could be forever together dancing over the bottom. No. It's not like the Hollywood movies.
I took the next train south. I was home and comfortable in 12 hours. 3-4 weeks later, I saw a small item in a newspaper, just half a column. She'd been caught in the rain, hadn't bothered to dry her clothes, got a chill. It developed into pneumonia. It was too late to save her. Accidental death, it said in the paper. A tragedy. No one could have saved her. I'd lied to her. I had seen her body in the mist that night by the sea that didn't exist. Saw it like she did. Clear and real. Laying out like a corpse. Her way of saying I'm not going to live much longer. I couldn't have told her. What good would it have done? And the voice asking for help. I thought it was the universe calling out in pain. And it was her. And I couldn't do anything. What could I do? I can't bear to listen to her records anymore. I really liked her. Thought I'd fallen in love with her. But love's just vanity. We're all dead in the end.
In Stranded by Neil Rhodes, Fiona Walker played the singer and Alan Parnaby the hiker. The play was directed in Manchester by Caroline Smith.